Welcome again to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're studying about the life of Jesus, and we're primarily looking in this lesson at the book of Luke. But right now we're looking at some background material to what we read in Luke chapter 2. And in that regard, you may want to turn your Bibles now. Instead of to the book of Luke, turn it to Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. And we'll read about that in regard to the fulfillment of prophecies in just a few moments. Now, while you're turning to Matthew chapter 1, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's turn to the book of Matthew. And I want you to notice, and we read this, about the fulfilled prophecies, and we'll read that about the providence of God in Joseph and Mary being called to Bethlehem just in time for Jesus to be born there. It is in the book of Matthew that we read that they were betrothed. Now that's what we might call a virtual marriage, although betrothal did not go at the bride did not go at once into the husband's home, but they were legally bound to one another, and that marriage then would be completed at the marriage supper itself. But this is what happened while they were betrothed. We read this in Matthew 1, beginning in verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But when he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for it is he that shall save his people from their sins. Now all this is come to pass, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is, being interpreted, God with us. And Joseph arose from his sleep, and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not, till she had brought forth a son, and she called his name Jesus. Now that is Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25. We read in Luke chapter 1 in verse 34 that Mary knew not a man, and Joseph knew her not until after Jesus was born. And that has to do with that relationship they have together by which a woman could have a child. After this, there was born into Joseph and Mary both sons and daughters. And we read about this repeatedly in Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 through 48, and Matthew chapter 13, verses 54 through 56, and in Acts chapter 1, in verse 14, this forever destroys the dogma of Mary's perpetual virginity. Now, why must it be that Jesus was born of a woman? We do not know just why Jesus did not appear immediately after the fall of man, but it seems that the race must be prepared for his coming. The law of Moses was added because of transgression until the seed, and that is Jesus, should come. Galatians 3 and verse 19, it was prepared, the law prepared the Jews for the resurrection of Christ, we read in Galatians 3:24. And the law was full of types which pointed to Christ in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 1. Then, according to his own purpose, and after the counsel of his own will, when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, that he might redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Now that's Galatians 4, verses 4 through 5. Let me read to you from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, beginning in verse 9 and going to the end of the chapter, verse 14, how that making known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he purposed in him, unto a dispensation of the fullness of the times, to sum up all things in Christ, the things in heaven and the things upon the earth, in him, I say, in whom also we were made an heritage, having been foreordained according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will, to the end that we should be unto the praise of his glory, who had before hoped in Christ, in whom ye also, having heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom, having also believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is an earnest of our inheritance, unto the redemption of God's own possession, unto the praise of his glory. Now that's not to the end of the chapter, that is the end of that paragraph in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 14. Before his birth on earth, Jesus existed with God as the Word. And we see in John chapter 1 that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. I want to go back and read that from the book of John, chapter 1, and reading verses 1 through 20. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that hath been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness apprehended it not. There came a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for witness, that he might bear witness of the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came that he might bear witness of the light. There was the true light, even the light which lighteth every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. And they that were his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. It is in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 that we read about that which is called the mystery of godliness. It says in 1 Timothy 3:16, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. He who was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, received up into glory." It was in this manifestation in the flesh that he received the name Jesus. And he is called the Son of Man as a term of his humiliation in the flesh. He must be born of woman in order to become flesh, and he must become flesh in order to suffer and die for mankind. He must suffer and weep and be tempted in order to become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. Hebrews chapter 2, chapter 4, and chapter 5. God prepared him a body in Hebrews chapter 10, 4 through 10. He bore our sins in this body upon a tree, and by his stripes ye were, that is, we are healed. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. When the fullness of time came for Jesus to be born, Gabriel, as we know, appeared to Mary at Nazareth and declared to her that she should become the mother of the Son of God. With these declarations of Gabriel were astonishing to Mary and wonderful. She never doubted them. Gabriel assured her that no word from God shall be void of power. To this Mary replied, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." Luke chapter 1, 26 through 38. This is great faith indeed. It is faith sublime. I want us to take some time now to go back and read from the scriptures, beginning in Luke chapter 1, and we're going to begin in Luke chapter 1 and verse 5 and read all the way to Luke chapter 2 and verse 20. And this is a rather lengthy reading, so we won't be able to do it all in one program, but I'll make some comments along the way. And as we read these things, I hope it will bring to your mind the times that you have heard these stories told off before and what you have been taught about them, and be reminded of these wonderful things. It says in Luke chapter 1 and verse 5, "There was in the days of Herod, king of Judah, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abijah, and he had a wife of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in age." Luke chapter 1 and verse 8. "Now it came to pass, while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to enter into the temple of the Lord to burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the hour of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zacharias was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, because thy supplication is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and he shall drink no wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn unto the Lord their God. And he shall go before the face, his face in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient, to walk in the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared for him. And Zechariah said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak unto thee, and to bring thee these good tidings. And behold, thou shalt be silent and not able to speak until the day that these things come to pass, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. We're going to stop there and pick up reading from verse 21 in the next class. Mark that in your Bibles and be prepared to join us in this study.